change its shape. 2 Corinthians says, but we have this treasure in jars of clay to show that the surpassing power belongs to God, not to us. It's the only way this clay can be molded into something is if God has the power to work in us. Now, this clay is soft. I used to work with clay for many years in the antique business. And clay is used to make molds. And with the mold, you can restore items because you can get an impression from this clay. Clay isn't always soft and supple like this clay. So this morning, I ask you and I ask myself, did you come with a soft heart this morning? Have you come willing to be molded and made into the likeness of His Son, which is what we're all about? If we're not with the Lord and the Lord isn't working on us, we're going to be nothing like Him. But He wants to take this clay and He wants to make a vessel. And in that vessel, He wants to fill that vessel with His Spirit. And He wants it to flow over. He wants it well filled and flowing over with His Spirit. So if we're clay, if clay's not handled, it becomes very hard, can't work it. If it's not warm, it's cold, you can't move it very well. So as we come to church and worship, we need to always think about our heart condition. Did we come soft and tender and humble, willing to listen, willing to be maybe changed and disciplined and corrected, and willing to do what He says? So now I'm going to sing a song that talks about the potter and the clay, but listen to the words, because the words are rather nice.
Paul wrote to Timothy, "For this reason I also suffer these things. Nevertheless, I am not ashamed, for I know whom I have believed, and am persuaded that he is able to keep that which I have entrusted to him until that day.